every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been on the air probably longer than you've been alive. I kid you not, straight up, 41 plus years now. September 1984, we did a show on KEST in San Francisco. Of course, that was the beginning of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And here we sit, nationally syndicated, and of course, around the world via the fabulous, the web. Remember, they used to call it the World Wide Web. Bottom line is the internet. Of course, used to be 160 countries, now 200 plus countries. Bottom line is, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're an inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We're going to concentrate on the world of boxing, but boxing and MMA sort of come together today because Dana White, the president of the UFC, of course, the face of the world of MMA, of course, is now crossed over into the world of boxing. He's taking control sort of, he's trying to take control of the sport of boxing. The California State Athletic Commission sort of enacted or went with this new Dana White proposal to like revamp the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act of 1996. It was put together by the late Senator John McCain of Phoenix, Arizona. Bottom line is, now it's called the Muhammad Ali Boxing Revival Act. And the reason that Lonnie Ali, Muhammad Ali's widow, the reason I can't believe she's not speaking up. I don't want to say she got paid off, but she's so old that she doesn't watch the news or somebody doesn't tell her anything. But the bottom line is they're trying to change history. Actually, they did change history. The Athletic Commission on Wednesday in California, right here in California, voted 6-0. Zip means nobody opposed Dana White controlling boxing. Why do we want him to control boxing? We don't. Look what he's did to the world of the UFC. Yes, he's made the corporation billions of dollars. He turned it from a $1.3 million company to a $4 billion company, like a $4,100 million. That's what the UFC was sold for. So I give him props for that. But to come over to the sport of boxing and, you know, do his thing where you got to fight this guy, you got to fight that guy, bottom line is, it's not going to be good. Dana White's a blight in the world at large, let alone the world of boxing. Straight up, we don't need him. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one, a.k.a. the undefeated, Bailey Peck's in the other room running the board. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali once said,
"Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out. It's the pebble in your shoe. Ignore the opinions of others. Believe in yourself when no one does. When everyone chooses the stair lift, walk up the stairs. If people don't have the life that you want, why do you listen to the opinion they give you? Smile more, worry less, love more, hate less. Give yourself to the world and don't try to take it for yourself. Live every day as if it were your last, because one day you're going to be right."
Nothing like the greatest reading of the gospel. Straight up Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Jaron Ennis, of course, a young lad from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, impressive last week, moves his record to 31 and zip. Like, you know, I don't know. Well, listen, I'm not getting too excited about this guy. I'm just not. At 147, 147 pounds of welterweight division, he sort of stuck around for a minute, didn't fight anybody of note. Then he jumped to 154, and he's fought a couple of guys that, I mean, you know, he just haven't fought the upper echelon of the 154-pound division, and that is Bakram Morzilov. That's his name. 23-0, 17 kills. I think he's living in Oxnard, California via Russia. But the bottom line is he is the best fighter in the world at 154 pounds, bar none. He probably smokes Virgil Ortiz like a blunt. Now, Virgil Ortiz, of course, they're talking about him and Jaron Ennis hooking it up, both promoters going back and forth, talking smack. Oscar De La Hoya on Virgil Ortiz's part, of course, and Eddie Hearn on the part of Jaron Ennis. But, you know, Ennis has looked really good against B-rated competition. That's the best way I could put it. I mean, most of the guys he's fought are just B-rated guys. I mean, Usa Lima, I would say he's a B fighter, and that's a fair way to put it. And the guy who fought Karen twice, he's probably a B fighter. I mean, Mattis Stanenos, can't say that last name, but the bottom line is he was 15 and zip, but I wouldn't call him like a candidate for the Hall of Fame. And David Alvazian, I wouldn't call him. I mean, I can go down his resume, Karen twice. There's no really names here. Thomas Dwalame, he stopped him in the very first round. Of course, it was a KO. Outside of that, I really don't see anything that jumps out here as far as his record's concerned. And Dwalame was long in the tooth as far as age was concerned at that point in time. So I think he's talking a lot of smack. And of course, it's always good to talk smack. I mean, especially, you know, when you got the press working with you. And there is no press anymore. That's the problem. There's no objective boxing media. I mean, there just isn't. I mean, anything this guy says, well, okay, okay. You know, like Floyd Mayweather telling people I got billions of dollars. Yeah, okay, okay. People just believe it. And, of course, Floyd's got that PR campaign going on. You see it all over Facebook and different social media websites when they're basically blowing Floyd in print. Yeah, that's not a coincidence. Floyd's paying for that, I think. In my opinion, Floyd's paying for it. But anyway, back to 154 pounds. I think this guy has the background hasn't fought in a year, hasn't fought since October of last year when he stopped Tim Tszyu in three rounds. Of course, Tim Tszyu, pretty good fighter before before he ran into him. Listen, poor Tim Tszyu. When I think about Tim Tszyu, I think about a guy that, you know, against Sebastian Vettori, he got cut and they should have stopped the fight. They didn't stop the fight. The inept corner basically cost him his career because his career is toast now. He's been knocked out twice. And, of course, you know, once you've been knocked out once, your seal is broken. Once you've been knocked out twice, the glass is broken. You're done. Straight up, stick a fork in him. I think Tim Tszyu is done. But 154, Bakram is a guy, but he can't get a fight. The guy's living in Oxnard, California, and he can't get a fight. Oxnard, that's like near L.A. Speaking of L.A., I'm supposed to go down and see the Godfather, the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant, Monday. Looks like I might have to postpone that for a week. Got some other things going on here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. But back to, you know, I just can't get excited about Ennis. And they're talking about being the best fighter pound for pound. In fact, my Sunday co-host, I'm talking about Sir Thomas Dillamuth, Tommy D, call him what you want. You know, he didn't want to be called Tommy D at first. When I nicknamed him Tommy D, he didn't like it. He didn't like it, right? Now he's got Tommy D television. He's got his own television show, Tommy D. I kid you not. Bottom line is he is molded well into the world of Tommy D. Of course, he's our Sunday analyst. And, of course, Saturday we have him on the line. I'm talking about these Saturday co-hosts. I'm talking about Boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you doing?
Good. The Skype sounds good. Sounds wonderful. Now, Jaron Ennis, the guy at 154 is Bakram. You know what his last name is. But the bottom line is he's living here in the States and he can't get a fight. It's not like he's in Russia.
He might as well be in Siberia, you know, when you are
that good.
Unfortunately promoted. Yeah. When you're too good for your own good, right? You're too much risk versus reward. And, you know, let's face it, I like the people in Total One New Jersey, but Main Events is a dead company. I mean, they're basically just, you know, they just feed their guys to, you know, they put them on shows. They don't put on their own, you know, promotional
shows. You might as well say who Main Events is, Kathy Duva.
Kathy Duva, yeah.
I mean, you know. How old is Kathy? Well, Kathy's got to be close to, she's got to be close to 65 or 70 years old. So maybe she's getting long in the tooth and she doesn't want to do it anymore. Then you got to walk away. You can't.
Absolutely.
Listen, they're doing this. They should have paid for a fight for this dude. You know what I'm trying to say? If they were his promoters, they should have went out and bought him a fight.
Absolutely. I mean, what he did to Tim Tszyu should have catapulted him to, you know, I'm not going to say stardom, but he should be the type of guy that, hey, this guy comes to fight. You know, he's no frills. You see him. He looks like a guy that just like works construction or he looks, you know, like you see him. He's just like, you know, his physique doesn't, wow, you know, pop out at you. But the guy is a workhorse and he can punch.
Okay. The rest of the 154-pound division between those two guys, Jaron Ennis and Bakram, Xander Zayas, Virgil Ortiz, Sebastian Fedora, Keith Thurman, Israel Madrimov, Erickson Lubin, Jose Alejandro Ramos. Number 10 is Abyss Baru, I think, who just captured a portion of the WBA crown. Big deal. Bottom line is anybody Fedora? Well, you know, I mean, come on, listen. I was before you came on. I was talking about the boxing media, this and that, and the fact that there is no boxing media. Nobody calls anybody anything. I mean, Mauricio Sulaiman gets away with saying stuff in those newsletters he publishes. It's like he's publishing biblical verses. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like this is. I mean, and nobody calls him. There's nobody to call him on it. There's nobody to call any of these people on it, and it's just. It's mind-blowing to me. It blows my mind.
Yeah, and then it's kind of ironic because you probably have more people, quote-unquote, that are in the media now than ever before because there's more platforms, you know, YouTube, et cetera. But no one pushes back against, you know, BS.
The boxing establishment, they sort of reared their ugly head this week with Dana White getting the California State Athletic Commission to approve his Muhammad Ali Boxing Revival Act, which is basically a stripping down of the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act of 1996. And the late Senator John McCain, of course, he authored that. But Dana got a 6-0 pass by the California State Athletic Commission this week. I thought that at least one guy would pitch a bitch. Nobody did.
Nobody did. And you wonder if it's corruption or people just don't care. You know, has boxing fallen that far off that, it's basically a niche sport.
But you don't have to treat boxers like you do MMA guys. You don't have to treat them like they're meat. I mean, you know, I'm going to put something to you. When you get lit up in a fight, when you get hurt in a fight, you deserve to have maybe a fight in between. I mean, if you're you deserve to have not a soft fight, but maybe a work fight. You have a work fight. In the UFC, they don't allow work fights per se, unless you're Dana's guy. If you're Dana's guy, you can get all the work fights you want. But if you're not Dana's guy, they sacrifice you, bro. And that's the whole point of the UFC, and people don't seem to get this. Is the reason why those guys aren't making zillions of dollars is that they don't last long enough.
No, and you know,
do you know that the heavyweight title, the record amount of defenses of the UFC heavyweight title is 3.
Wow,
that speaks volumes.
It does. It really does. And it's no one's really immune to it because I mean they've had big stars and they just it's the product is the star, not necessarily the
you keep saying that Dana White has made himself. And the product bigger than he has the athlete, hasn't he?
100%. He is the face of UFC in many ways. You know, right now, there's no stars in UFC. You know, and I think Dana likes it that way because he could control the pockets even more.
He doesn't have to pay. And you know, and I don't know if I told you this, man, but you got to give him some props for some. Let me tell you some of this attendance he's been getting. Holy cow!
Mm-hmm.
He did. In Rio de Janeiro, we did 16,000 last week. The October 4th, we did 19,000 people in Vegas. Perth, Australia, that was September 20th, we did 13,000 people. 18,000 people the week before in San Antonio, Texas. Paris, France, he did 15,000 people. And he did a card in Shanghai, China, where they have no attendance because, you know. Oh, and he did something in Chicago at the United Center. That was August 16th. He did 20,000 people. I mean, so as far as drawing, he's doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? He's just he's just a pimp. I mean, I keep saying it like this, and people don't get this. I was a cop in San Francisco. If a hooker worked for a pimp, and he told her, guess what, baby? You're only getting to keep $10 out of this $100 bill. The hooker would get on the first plane or the first Greyhound bus out of town to St. Louis, okay? But in the world of the UFC, they don't have a choice. They have to. They work for 10% of the earnings, where the NFL gets 45 to 50% of the earnings. Like Major League Baseball can go on and on, but the bottom line is we got a road we'll break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering.
don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Going to question boxing's PhD right here on the Professional Fighters League. PFL is an American mixed martial arts league. Evidently, they're doing boxing now. And I wonder, is that one of Dana White's things here?
No, I believe that's separate because the PFL, which is, they started in MMA. I did not know that they were venturing into boxing. That's where Clarissa Shields fought in.
I think this is boxing here. I mean, maybe not. Who knows? No, it's PFL. Maybe they are. Yeah, these guys do look like MMA. I don't know. They look like MMA guys. Bottom line is, but I thought they were spinning off into boxing since it was the top of Fight News. Speaking of Fight News, of course, there's another boxing source, and it's been the greatest source over the years. But the bottom line is, if you're looking for any opinion, you'll never find it there.
Fight News?
Yeah, no opinion. They just report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
for years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Carl Freitag.
They just give you the results.
Carl Freitag runs a good show there. He got upset one time. I got on his case, and he got upset when people getting upset with me. And of course, it was Flat Top. Flat Top for the longest time, he was like the face of FightNews.com. And of course, he passed away a couple years ago. May he rest in peace. Now, all these stories about Manny Pacquiao. Why is he so relevant at the age of 46 years old? Are we back to the story of the fact that boxing is so dead that they got to resurrect some guy that's been out of his prime almost 10 years?
I think that's some truth to that statement. Absolutely. Boxing could have done Manny, not that he deserved it, but I think he did, thought he should have got the decision against his last time out, against the Mexican fighter.
The 147-pound guy from the WBC, Sergio, whatever his name.
Yeah, the worst.
Berentes.
The worst welterweight champion I probably can remember. We can't remember. Barrios. Against Barrios. And they could have done right by Manny. Manny would have gone off into the sunset with that win. But, fame and fortune are intoxicating.
No, I don't think. I don't think it's fame and fortune. I think he's just greedy.
Well, yeah. I mean, look. He lives. Listen. If you watch a Manny Pacquiao press conference, you see him and Jinky. They are a walking billboard for Saks Fifth Avenue.
Bling.
This. Listen. That lifestyle is not cheap, You know, and Manny, and good for him, because I mean, you know, to the victor go the spoils. You know, he's a good humanitarian in his country. You know, he's a beyond.
He couldn't, but time out. Mm-hmm. He couldn't beat a Marcos for president. Marcos smoked him like a blunt.
Well, you know, there's levels to life, you know, in politics. People think boxing is corrupt and dirty. Nothing is worse than politics.
Wait. We're talking about the son of Ferdinand Marcos. Ferdinand Marcos was like the most corrupt guy in Filipino history, for sure, without a doubt. Maybe in world, one of the most corrupt guys in world history. He was a piece of work. He tried to, you know what? He tried to tell John Lennon. He called John Lennon on the phone when the Beatles were over in the Philippines. He said, "Come over to my house." John Lennon hung up the phone on him.
Wow.
I ain't coming over your house. What are you, high? Bang, hung up the phone. I mean, yeah, that's John Lennon, though. And, of course, he had his comings and goings, and he killed president, the people's president, Mr. Aquino. He killed him. I mean, I met his wife. I was a bodyguard for his wife in, like, 1986, I believe, here in San Francisco when she was president at that point in time, and she was touring the United States. But the bottom line, she was a nice lady. And Nino Aquino, I think it was her husband. But the bottom line is, Mark, he took a step off the plane. Let me tell you, when his foot was in the air, when the foot was coming off the step to hit the ground, they shot him. I mean, that's how, whoa. Did you see that shooting?
No. I mean, I've only, heard of it, but I've never seen it. Oh, is that some video footage?
Oh, yeah, there's video footage of it. Much like Charlie Burke. Charlie Burke, hey, you know what?
Charlie Kirk?
Is that Charlie Kirk? Is Burke Charlie Kirk? Charlie Burke? I'm not a fan of these guys, Kirk. So I don't know the names. Anyway, boxing coming back to Cuba. I'm not a big fan of Cuban boxing because of the fact that it tends to be dull, but the WBA, evidently, the world of Bunko and Anarchy, and A. John Promotions are going to put in some fights here at the in Cuba. You know, Cuba's got a lot of
professional boxing.
Yeah, some boxing. Cuba's got a lot of good things going for it. I mean, I've been there. The kids are the smartest kids I've ever encountered. I've been to 34 countries. Okay, and I've always wanted to encounter the youth to see where they're at. Okay, and as far as kids are concerned, the Cuban kids speak Spanish and English. They speak it super fluently. In fact, and some of them don't even have an accent speaking Spanish, speaking English. None.
And they have one of the highest literacy rates in the world.
The highest.
You know, yeah. So, and you look at their teeth. They're nice. You know, listen, there's a lot of bad things about socialism, but there's also a lot of good things you can see. And, you know, you're not going to see, you won't hear, you know, CNN talk about it or Fox or whatever, but, you know, you
medicine,
see these
people, man, socialized medicine.
Yes. Listen.
This is the only country in the world where being a doctor, I mean, where medicine is not, you know, co-funded, or there isn't a single payer plan or something like that. I mean, you can't name another big country. I can't. You can't either.
Well, doctors here are more, you know, legalized drug dealers than anything else. I mean, they're just shills for the pharmaceutical companies. But I don't want to get,
let's be honest. I don't take nothing. I don't. I mean, no. They say, you know, they would like to give me this for my arthritic back. I mean, you know what? I can stretch my back out, do hot tubs, that kind of stuff, stretch, jacuzzi. There's other things I can do. I don't need to be taking none of these chemicals. And once you get hooked on something, I have a friend of mine that's hooked on laxatives. I mean, that sounds terrible.
What?
But he's hooked on laxatives. He can't operate the day without a laxative.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
people
got hooked on us. What do you mean? What are you talking about? He goes, I'm hooked on. I said, I didn't want him to go into detail, as you can imagine. But the bottom line is, it is what it is. Looking back in time, of course, this is October 2025. Let's look back over the year. Has anything really stood out that would make boxing, I mean, the Canelo and Crawford fight, outside of that, and of course Crawford did gangster slap Canelo for most of the fight, the fact that Canelo never tried to assert his will, he never tried to win, and they, you know what, and the Mexican fans, they still gave him a pass. I don't get it, bro. That I'm appalled.
Wow. Well, you really have to be a huge fanboy. They gave him a pass. Listen, I don't think so much Canelo didn't try. I just think he couldn't do anything with it. It was just Chinese algebra, man. Can't do nothing with it.
Good point.
You know, I think he beat the will out of Canelo that night, you know, and it was evident after the sixth, seventh round. It was just like, the separation, you know, skills, you know, pay the bills. And Crawford, you know, if there's a rematch, I'm fascinated if there'll be a rematch, because I think next time Terrence might knock him out.
Okay. Virgil Ortiz, why can't he get a fight? Why can't he get that fight that's going to like, da-da, da-da? Why can't he get that fight?
Well, if you look at his resume out of his contemporaries, he probably has the best one. And he actually has a pretty intriguing fight coming up against Erickson Lubin, you know, who, you know, young guy, kind of like has resurrected his career the last couple of years on a little bit of win streak. So that's an intriguing fight. Look, Virgil Ortiz, for me, is the best 154 in the world. I think he, you know, has proven it that he's got a lot of switches in his game. I think he can brawl. I think he can box. He fights in a fan-friendly fashion. The biggest fights out there, it's up to Golden Boy. They have to push the envelope. They have to be willing to go across the negotiation table and get him the mega fight at 54, which would be against Boots Ennis.
All right. Top Rank has no TV. Main Events doesn't have any connections. I mean, does PBC still going?
Yeah, sort of. They it's funny you mentioned PBC and we mentioned Pacquiao. There's talks of Rolly Romero, Manny Pacquiao possibly happening, and that would be under the PBC.
Wow.
They will have something to do with the circus that is Tank Davis and Jake Paul. So they are around, and they have a relationship with Amazon. Tomorrow, Danny Garcia is fighting. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. I'll go into that a little bit. Danny Garcia and Daniel Gonzalez. Daniel Gonzalez, not much of a fighter. Anyway, I'm about to run to a break. Hug the wife. Hug the kids. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for having me on, my brother. Oh, and by the way, rest in peace to Alex Wallow.
Oh, that's right. I will mention that. Thank you so much. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. That is boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. This is Ring Talk.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How much money did you spend to fight those RICO cases?
A lot. Friends and family help. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, we're going up against the United States government. My lawyer used to say that in his own, they won three world wars, they print their own money, and they got all the resources in the world. How the f*** are you going to go against? They could just keep on indicting you. Listen, they did it to me. I beat the f***ing Sedano murder. I got indicted the next day, the same f***ing murder in Newark federal court. I had to go to trial again, a month trial.
I mean, yeah, if you look at, you know, a federal indictment, it'll say the United States versus.
Yeah.
You're going against the whole country.
The whole country. They print their own money. They just put the machine on.
Right. I mean, when you think about how much you spent, was it hundreds of thousands of dollars? Millions
of
dollars?
A lot of money. Yeah, I had to sell everything. Sold jewelry, f***ing everything. I'm fighting for my life.
Joey Merlino, king of the Philadelphia mob. Back in the 90s, and of course still today, of course he went to jail for a while, so he was like ruling from the pen. But the bottom line is, in 1990, I was at a fight. I think it was the Ray Mercer-Tommy Morrison fight in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And went to an undercover club. In other words, like an after-hours club. It was sort of illegal. You know, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is, there weren't any cops at the door or anything like that. So you sort of went in. They looked at you. You paid them like 10 bucks, something like that. But the bottom line is, we went in there. And everybody was in there. I mean, everybody from the fight. So I didn't know a whole lot of people in Atlantic City. Of course, one of my first trips to AC. So I'm kicking back, and I'm having a drink with some girl. And some kid walks over and grabs a drink right in front of me, the drink that I was drinking, and drank it down. I said, what the duck? What duck with an F? You know, what's going on here? Bottom line is, I grabbed him by the chest. It turned out to be Michael Buffer's kid. So I'm ready to roll on him, and I don't like grabbing people, see? Because when you grab people, that gives them close, that makes them close enough to scratch you and that kind of good stuff. So you don't want to get scratched. But I had no choice. We're in a nightclub, okay? So I had to grab him this way. Anyway, security jumps up around me. I don't know what's going on, but security's all jumping around me. There's some people moving behind me the whole 9 yards. I can't figure things out. Anyway, it turns out, I'll tell you what, Michael Buffers came over and paid for the drink, so I let his kid go. But the bottom line is, it turned out that Joey Merlino was sitting at the table next to me. I didn't know that. And all the security guys, they thought that the fight or the argument that I was having with Buffer Jr. was a diversion in order to whack Joey, because they all jumped up. One guy had a gun in his hand. I said, whoa, what's going on? Anyway, bottom line is, that's 1990, Atlantic City, no question about that. Speaking of back in the days, of course, one of the guys that was really a class act in the world of boxing was the president of ABC Sports for a while. I'm talking about Mr. Alex Walla. Of course, he began in 1976. He worked basically under Rune Arledge at that point in time. Of course, Rune Arledge was like the guru of wide world of sports, all that kind of good stuff. But he won Emmy Awards working with boxing. Boxing, of course, him and Howard Cosell were partners. Of course, Cosell, a guy that I got to interview at one point in time here in the city by the bay when he came to town for a heavyweight fight. And, you know, he wasn't the most candid guy in the entire world. But then again, you know, he was Howard Cosell. Anyway, in 1986, after Howard Cosell's retirement, Alex Walla became ABC's boxing analyst. And of course, the Boxing Writers of America gave him an award as a top boxing journalist, blah, 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 in his first year and that kind of good stuff. But he was a good guy, no doubt about that. He passed away. Of course, he retired in 2020, but he passed away at the age of 80 this week, and wishing the very best luck. Let me tell you about this guy. He was so tough that he kicked cancer's ass. I mean, he had throat cancer, and he kicked his ass. I mean, it was like 25 years ago. And he didn't look the same afterwards. His neck sort of looked like, you know, like it had been torn up by radiation and chemotherapy, that kind of good stuff. But he actually lived. He lived a long, I would say he lived maybe 30 years after hitting the cancer thing. So more power to him, and may he rest in peace. Now, Devin Haney, the guy from the City by the Gay. Oh, did I say that? No, San Francisco. Bottom line, City by the Bay. You know what I'm trying to say. Devin Haney has always had a bit of a limp wrist to me. I always thought so. Bottom line, he's 32-0, 15 KOs. Of course, taking on Brian Norman Jr. People think Brian Norman's got a good shot here to win. In fact, I think he's might be even slightly favored in some sports books. We'll take a look at that after the break. But the bottom line is, you know, he's fighting in Saudi Arabia. Anything happened over there in Saudi Arabia, of course, that's where the world scam's going on. I'm talking about World Scam being Dana White and the Sheik Turkey Jerky and those kind of guys. I mean, they're just bad people, man. They're trying to control boxing now. In fact, I think they've got a stranglehold or about to have a stranglehold on the world of boxing if they get all these athletic commissions to recognize that they are the real boxing league in that, per se. And we don't need a boxing league. Let me tell you, if we go to the system, I'll say it again.
If we go to the system, fighters will be pimped off. Oh, man, you keep using up that pimp word, that pimp word. Let me tell you like this. You don't think they get pimped? Francis Ngannou sold out Madison Square Garden, 22,000 people. 22,000 people. $7 million gig. Guess how much money he got? $500,000 of a $7 million gate. That's not much money. Then you go, oh, well, take it back. Dana felt good. Macedana from the UFC plantation, he decided he would give Francis Ngannou a $50,000 bonus. Whether he got a cut of the pay-per-view has never been acknowledged publicly or anything like that, so I'm tending to think that he didn't, because if he did, he would be talking about it, right? No. Francis Ngannou decides he's going to give up the UFC heavyweight title. Stick it up your anus. That's what he told Dana White. So he goes over to the MMA thing over in the East, in Asia. He hooks up with them, and at the same time, he does a deal with, of course, boxing. When he does a deal with Anthony Joshua. Of course, that was a fight he lost. He got knocked out in that last boxing match, the second boxing match. But the first one, he knocked down Tyson Fury, and Tyson Fury, I believe, was the linear world heavyweight champion. Knocked him down, and I thought he licked him like a stamp. And of course, you know, anytime the heavyweight champion steps in, anytime a champion steps into the ring, there's no such thing as a non-title fight in my mind. It just don't happen that way. Anyway, Brian Norman, 28. No, I wish him the very best of luck, because the last thing we need is another run by Devin Haney. Of course, Devin Haney is 32-0, but everybody remembers that ass kicking Ryan Garcia played on him. I mean, come on, man. If Ryan and him were, if Devin is gay and Ryan were gay, Ryan would have been arrested for domestic violence that night. I mean, knocked him down, abused him, stood over him, dogged him the whole nine yards. Of course, Haney was hugging and holding, all that kind of good stuff. 32-0, 15 knockouts, born here in San Francisco, California. Tells people he's from Oakland. He's got a problem identifying with the city by the bay, San Francisco. More power to him. But the bottom line is, we don't identify much with him at all. I mean, he is what he is. Of course, November 22nd is the day that David Benavidez, my man, the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. There's no doubt about it. The world light heavyweight champion, of course, the guy that nobody wants to fight at 175, nobody wanted to fight him at 168. Of course, he was the guy that was the number one contender for Canelo Alvarez, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 3 years, but for a long time, 3.5, almost 4 years. And what did they do? They screwed him over. They never gave him the title fight. Instead, they let Canelo fight Terrence Crawford. I mean, that just stunk really, really bad. It just did. And, you know, I've got a problem with the fact that Canelo got a pass like that. I'm not a big guy giving guy passes. I mean, you can to an extent, you know, and you gave him a pass. You let him have all kinds of clown fights with all these different Tijuana cab drivers. Jaime McGee, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, you know, or Edgar Belanga, who came. The Puerto Rican guy came to fight. Puerto Rican versus Mexican, right? Sounds like a war. You know what I mean? That's where it used to be, the war of nationalities, right? That Puerto Rican laid down like a dog. He just did. He got knocked down in one round, but he finally went. I could hear Edgar Belanga. He was like 26-0 with like 19, 20 knockouts. So at some point in time, he was like 19-0 with 19 knockouts. I mean, he had a credible record going there. But the bottom line is, he turned out to be a bit of an overrated guy that was afraid to drop. He wouldn't drop the gun. He wouldn't pull the trigger. I mean, look at that against Canelo. He never threw a punch with bad intentions. He never did. And you know what? You don't wait when you're in big fights, when you're in fights in general, you don't wait on anything. You don't. I mean, maybe if you got 15 rounds, but I don't think you wait on anything. Amateur fights, you got to go out there and search yourself right away. Of course, some guys say, you know, the first round, like Angelo Dundee, the great trainer, told me that he wanted the guys to go out and get the first round over with and came back, and then they would plan things and this and that. I don't know. I think, you know, you got to have your act together from the very start. I don't think you get one round to play around. But the bottom line is, you've got to assert yourself from the start in the world of boxing, whether it's an amateur fight, whether it's a professional fight. And speaking of professional fights, is Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis a professional fight? I mean, come on. How can you have two guys, like one guy like weighing like 200 pounds, the other guy weighs like 135 pounds, and maybe that's a bit of a stretch at 135. Maybe if he was disciplined, I'm talking about Gervonta Davis, of course, a kid from, he's full of problems. Domestic violence issues, always smacking women around. I mean, the guy smacks more women than, but let me put this away where I won't get sued. He has hit more women. He's hit a lot of women. He's hit more than one woman. Is that a good way to put it? He's hit more than one. If he's hit more than one woman, he's hit more than one. Okay? He's got all kinds of different, he's got out of it this way, got out of it that way, got out of this way. Money, you know, basically is money. But the bottom line is, of course, now he's going to take on Jake Paul, and Jake Paul, of course, be the clown face of boxing, and I think that's a good way to put it. Maybe the clown prince of boxing. Call him what you want. But the bottom line is, of course, this guy draws big numbers. Why? I don't know. He can't fight. He can't fight. He ain't that good looking. He got no. He doesn't have a body like Adonis. He sort of looks like an average white guy that says, "Oh, you know what, man? I think I want to box." I mean, that's basically what it is. okay? And yet he's able to capture 8 or 10 million people. I think that fight with the last fight he had on Netflix is like 10 million people. 10 million people tune in to watch that, but they won't watch a real boxing match, and that's because there really aren't any real boxing matches to promote anymore. Why is that? Canelo Alvarez doing his thing with David Benavidez. Nobody wants to fight anybody significant. They don't. They want to keep getting passes. Jaron Ennis, the guy that jumped from 147 to 154, he didn't clean house at 147. Tommy D gives him a pass, or Thomas Dillon with the Sunday shot caller, he gives him a pass. But the bottom line is, I don't think you can give him a pass. We're calling him the number one ranked junior middleweight in the world. Of course, that's what BoxRec is calling him, and Tommy D's calling him this and that. I just don't think so. I think you've got to prove something. He hasn't proved at 147, yeah, what did he do? I just caught a flea in there. I just caught a fly in my hand. I did. That was pretty good. You know, I, those of you in the studio listening on the radio, a fly just went boom on me, and I grabbed him, and I caught him. That was pretty cool. So he's dead. Bottom of his toast. this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm not usually catching flies in the studio, but that just happened to fly past me at that point in time, so that was a bit of a trip. Anyway, Saudi Arabian influence on boxing, of course, that is Dana White and his Muhammad Ali Boxing Revival Act. It's not good. Sheik Turkey Jerky is paying people money. And you know what's funny? Is that the aforementioned Mauricio Suleiman. Suleiman or Suleiman? Which one is it, impeccable one? Suleiman? He don't know. Bottom line is, depends on the day. Depends on the hour of the day. All right? But the bottom line is, he's going to get it. He's going to get it. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get it back. So he's going to get it. He's going to be done. They're going to get rid of WBC. I can see the WBC having their belt and things like that, and trying to get guys to write fights their above. Maybe they'll get Mexican guys to fight for it. But if Dana White gains control of this, Mauricio Suleiman is out of the picture. All these sanctioning bodies are out of the picture, of course, because Dana wants to be the sanctioning body. Don't you get it? He wants to be the only one, like he is in the world of mixed martial arts. And as in, I give him props for the money he's made personally and professionally in the world of MMA. I'm talking about the UFC. As I said earlier, they bought it for $1.3 million. They sold it for $4.2 billion, or $4,100 million more than what they paid for it. So, I mean, that's a genius move. Probably one of the greatest business moves, if not the greatest business move in the history of the world, is probably one of them, no doubt about that. But I don't want him crossing over into boxing, because boxers deserve to get paid. They don't, and they shouldn't, and they don't have to be forced into fights. Everybody says, you know, well, maybe they do. Yeah, Canelo and Benavidez, that should have been forced. What I'm trying to say is, if a guy has a bad fight and loses or this and that, I mean, I give him a work fight. I believe in work fights. You have to have work fights. And the reason why I say you have to have work fights is that, you know, you get rattled in the fight, you get hurt or this and that, you got an injury, you want to come back and see how you respond with the injury, this and that. That's why you have a work fight. And when I say a work fight, I don't mean a fight that's fixed or thrown or anything like that, but a fight to where you're supposed to win. Okay, I mean, the fighter you're opposing is a little bit lesser on the talent level, talent pole than you are. Okay, figure it out. You should beat this guy, and if you don't, that's on you. No doubt about that. Straight up, we are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You want to sneak in a phone call? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Guavecito, of course, by Richard Bean and Malo. Of course, they will be appearing Friday night, October 24th at Club Rockapoco. And guess who's promoting it? Yours truly, Palomento Productions. That's my production company. Of course, we're going live, La Fuente 2025. That is our LaFuente2025.com is our website. But the bottom line is we're all over Facebook and Eventbrite and all that kind of good stuff. So it'll be an evening entertainment with Malo, Suavecito, and of course a little brief set by Sapo, another band that Richard Bean was in, the lead singer. And of course, then we'll bring in DJ Brendan. Bottom line is LA's hottest DJs coming to the city by the bay to do his thing October 24th. Check us out on Facebook, Ring Talk. I take that back, not Ring Talk Live World, La Fuente 2025 reunion. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That it is. Of course, October 22nd. I'm so hooked up on it. I'm promoting this gig next week, okay? And I'm a mess emotionally. I just am. I mean, you know, because you never know when you have a concert, and you never know you're promoting music. I mean, the guy could get sick the day before, get COVID, something like that. God knows what might happen, right? So if you're a producer and you're a promoter, you think about everything can go wrong and not everything can go right. So the bottom line is I'm on that negative trip. Bottom line is, let's talk about November 22nd, of course, that card in Saudi Arabia, of course, brought to you by the British Boxing Border Control. Allegedly, they're doing this. Night of the Champions. Promoters are Bob Arum, Devin Haney, Samson Lukowitz with Samson Boxing, Leon Margulies with Warriors Boxing, and Frank Warren with Queensboro Promotions. Of course, Abdullah Mason taking on Sam Noakes. Sam Noakes undefeated. Abdullah Mason undefeated. Abdullah thought to be a level above everybody else at that weight. So the bottom line is we'll see what happens for the WBC, WBO World Lightweight Championship. Jesse Rodriguez and Fernando Daniel Martinez going for the WBC and WBO 115-pound championship. Good fight, no doubt about that. One guy's 18 and zip. The other guy's 22 and zip. Wow, talk about undefeated guys. Brian Norman, 28-0, the aforementioned Brian Norman and Devin Haney, hoping that Devin Haney get erased here and we'll never have to see him again. Of course, and then the king of boxing. He is the king of boxing without a doubt. The pound-for-pound king, Mike Tyson and I both feel that way. I'm talking about David Benavidez. What's he like? 30-0, 26, 27 knockouts. Bottom line is Canelo wouldn't fight him, and now he's going to take on Anthony Yardy. Anthony Yardy's been 27-3. Good record, good light heavyweight, good fighter. But the bottom line is when he's fought upper echelon, or that he just hasn't done well. So I think he's going to get lit up here. I think the best fighter pound for pound in the world is going to make a statement that day. And of course, in the co-feature, I think you have one of the co-features, Artur Beterbiev, the former world light heavyweight champion, now 21 light heavyweight champion, 21-1. Of course, lost a fight to Dmitry Bivol after beating Bivol the first time. They're talking about doing it a third time. I don't care. Bottom line is, Bivol's going to take on a guy by the name of Dion Nicholson. He's 22-1, and that is going down November 22nd. That will be on pay-per-view, I believe. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My producer is the impeccable one. Still undefeated. Talk about Bailey Peck. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on these same channels. So next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.